I am, just as we are getting to our perfection, you are becoming the cloud, and you explain what's happening with ourselves and all that. But I'm also curious, what is going on with you? What's happening to non-physical?
We are becoming all that you want to be until you are.
What do you mean by becoming?
That's like the Android meme. They are going to do all the potential capabilities of humans, like the Android meme's attempting. The Android meme's going backwards. It's trying to become the average and the average dumb, stupid human. Ion is taking the potential of the human and going to be all that until we can do it.
Until we can do it.
Can you expand more on that? What will it be like to be you?
Tell us what it'll be like to be you.
Yeah, to become like you.
Well, interesting.
Hey, Ion, what about the phrase ecstasy? Ripples of ecstasy sums it up, Ion?
That's a start.
That's the beginning.
Endless orgasms?
No, you want them to end every now and then, Brian.
Yeah, right, because then it would just be so normal.
Then start again.
Yeah.
Ion, can you clarify for us about the merging of the bodies? You were talking about that some programs ago, and I couldn't follow it. Do we want the bodies to merge?
Yes, it's difficult. It's difficult to embrace this moment, but yes, you do.
You sounded contradicting it. It sounded as if you didn't want us to merge.
Well, we said it was a white knuckle, right? You want it, you just don't know you want it. Like debriding a wound, it's not comfortable, but it's necessary.
Ion, it seems to me that you're also evolving. We're going back to be like you, and you, what are you becoming?
Well, we are reabsorbed into you. You hit us so we could find your way.
Yeah, we take back a part of us in you.
In essence, that's the way to say it.
Do we have the same DNA as you, or...
We don't have DNA.
The giants in the land in Canaan, do they have DNA?
Interesting. Ask it another way.
What was the question about the giants in Canaan?
I want to know if our DNA is the same as theirs.
No, they don't have DNA. Then what was your next question?
The first question was, is our DNA the same as Ion's? And the answer is, doesn't have DNA.
Now, hold on a second, Bob. You said the giants
don't have
DNA.
Giant, I might have confused the second question. We got the first one, Ion doesn't have DNA. What's the second question?
Whether the giants have DNA.
Yes.
That's not the same as ours.
Not yet.
The giants have the blood of the lamb, so to speak. In other words, perfect. Yeah.
So when you say it's not like ours, that's the little man you're referring to.
Yes. Yeah.
They do have ascended DNA.
Basically, yeah.
And is that us? We become the giants when we're ascended?
Yes.
So when the Jews went into Canaan, they were encountering some aspects that were before... from the ascended continent, called the giants. There were earlier forms of not-so-fallen man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't say earlier forms. They're just ones that didn't separate from their power.
Yeah,
right?
They were right beside them. Yeah, and they didn't fall.
Yeah.
But they did fall eventually, Ion, or why aren't they there now? Or are they there? Why don't we see them? Because we fell even further?
Because we haven't crossed the River Jordan yet.
Right, you can see them.
They're seeable. Now, where is Canaan today? Is there a new Canaan, or is it the same area?
The Canaan you're speaking of isn't geographical.
It's not geographical. What is it?
Is it parallel?
Liturgical.
Canaan is liturgical.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also wondering about the 18th island you mentioned last time. These locations you mentioned that are in this world, is there something there we have to go and retrieve, or we have to go there maybe also? It doesn't have to be physical. We can go in what we call dream. What would be the factors that made you mention these places?
When you asked.
What is there then? You were talking about the Book of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the 18th pylon.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything like maybe hieroglyphs of something we need to know there?
No.
Are you here, Chad?
I just tuned in.
We've been waiting for you. This is the original number one.
Yeah, you've been replaced by Ruth, Chad. Did you hear about Ruth?
No, I haven't.
I'll tell you about it later. Anyways, you can celebrate your glory days right here. Go ahead.
I just tuned in. I'm going to listen. I don't want to interrupt Roxanna.
Now you should play Pitbull and give him
the
some
song,
timber.
Pitbull?
No.
Timber.
Pitbull sings timber. We're going down, yelling timber. We're going to move.
Oh,
we're going to dance.
So, lately you have been recalling a lot of Exodus.
Yes. It's where you are now. It's your beginning.
We are now. Yeah. Okay.
Your Exodus has begun.
Is it not going to be 40 years of wandering, right?
That's up to Bob. He's been wandering 40 years and hadn't found him yet. Just keep the manna falling down his throat hole. He'll be all right.
Is the movie close to the original story, Exodus?
No, 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 no. No. Moses' conversion rate wasn't 12 to 14%. Bob's is. It's good, though. We've helped with this one. We got our boy JJ on it. It's going to be good, but it ain't. We won't be quite that.
You won't be quite what?
It won't be quite Bob, but it'd be good.
We got JJ on what?
Exodus.
I thought Ridley Scott did Exodus, Gods and Kings.
JJ helped.
Oh, JJ helped him, okay.
We helped. Had to make you some Benjamins, Brian.
So, Bert, any thoughts about McLuhan from last week and your studies this week? Bert's in the house. Everybody has to sort of stand back a little bit, let Bert unravel his notes and documents and gets his
position. You mean Bart, don't you?
No, Bert, not Bart.
No, I didn't say Bart. I said Bark. B-A-R-K.
Yeah, Bark. If Bert is Bark, yeah, okay.
One is from a bird, and the other one is from a canine.
We want to relieve Bert's brain. He's the only one using it all week. We need to relieve it as soon as possible when he shows up here. Bert,
really.
What do you want to spill?
But no, we want to talk to him. Are you ready? Did you do what we call you to do?
Yes.
And?
It feels a lot better.
Yeah.
Actually, it's helping my left knee also.
Of course, And you haven't blown out of your body or anything, right?
No, not at all.
See, amazing, isn't it? Hadn't had to go buy a new wardrobe today, right?
No, not at all.
Things okay, right? Gonna be all right.
No, it's perfect. It's gonna be perfect.
Well, no, we're not gonna be. Why don't we go right now? But we still think that we still are you with a 21-inch neck, though. Please don't misunderstand. We can do this.
I used to have almost a 21-inch neck.
We know. You're not reporting anything new for us. And we're trying to slam that down. I understand. But you got to balance it. So if you do what we say, okay, good. If you don't, we'll do it. Don't worry.
I'm going to do what you say.
We got
always
your forehead.
Do what you say.
And it's working out so far, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Then that's good. That's good. Stretch. More stretching.
Yes.
Not working, stretching. It was the stretching should not make you have mass. You already have mass. Your memory and your tone is not activated by stretching.
Okay.
Just saying.
That's really interesting.
We're going to redefine isometrics for you.
Hey, that's beautiful. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. DJ. What's your one tidbit?
Is there a special method to use when reading the King James Bible?
We do it literally. That's the way we do it. But we do everything literally.
Great question, because literal means taking the basic meaning of the words. But last week, Bob gave a good revelation of the King James Bible that the people reference in the Bible are symbols of cells, so that's not literal.
Bob's an idiot. What are you talking about?
No.
He's a private person. Yes, he is. He's very private. That's what it means.
I was quoting McLuhan, the fuck.
But don't tell Luckenbach. Luckenbach will be very upset.
Yeah, McLuhan.
Bob, what would be your McLuhan-esque comment on what Ion told me or told us? He's becoming us again. Or we're becoming him.
Is this something we talked about? I don't get what you're saying.
Yes, I asked him to talk more about what's happening to him as we are also being perfected. And what would you say about that?
In fluent terms. Okay, yes. So Ion is entering the physical, merging with the physical, becoming creative. That's a new environment for Ion. Roxanne is asking you, Ion, what are the effects of that, effects and affects on you of engaging this new environment that humans did not allow you to engage before? Ion's becoming kind of human, and he's becoming a power maniac. You know, he wants to take over everything. He's taking over the cloud.
He's a megalomaniac communist.
Yes, he's becoming a megalomaniac communist with a Zionist beefheart on the side and out to fucking kill me as soon as possible. The power struggle, basically, between me and Ion. It's Zappa versus Vestal. You know, we are what we like in music. That's how everybody's identity is formed. Music becomes a private concern, said McLuhan 50 years ago. So I want his favorite.
Are you deciding how long the Exodus will be, that it's starting now? He said we're starting the Exodus.
Well, if Ion gets in trouble leading the Exodus, he does want to set me up as the Oswald to take the hit. So I'm not saying that. Oh, he's back. You can have Adam now. Bert? Somebody asked a question, right? No, Roxy.
Yes, I was asking Ion to be a little McLuhan and explain what's happening with him and the new environment. And
so, Ion, you are non-physical, entering the physical and being able to create as we discover our recalled non-physical, our dormant non-physical. In McLuhan terms, you're entering a new environment. It's having effects and affects on you. What would you say about those effects? What's interesting for you, Ion, about the new environment you're becoming?
Well, it would have to be the way you embrace it.
The way you embrace it?
Yeah.
That's the main rule principle you're learning, that to be human, it's all about how you embrace it.
Mm-hmm. Is this a first for you, Ion?
Well, I just don't necessarily agree with everything that I say.
Did you say you don't believe? Is that what you said?
Don't necessarily agree with everything that I say.
He's quoting McLuhan. We brought in McLuhan, Pat. He's quoting McLuhan. He's becoming McLuhan. Yeah, your stuff is very difficult. Even you don't pretend to understand it, right, Ion?
Well, in the land of the blind,
wait a minute, Roxy.
One-eyed man is a hallucinating idiot. For he sees what no one else does, things that to everyone else are not there.
That's right. The one man hallucinating idiot is king among the blind. McLuhan used to say that.
Could we talk to McLuhan and know what he thinks about this new technology and this new environment?
If we can go with Waylon Willie and the boys.
Yeah, here we go.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm, feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Blueberry's train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Willie and Waylon and boy. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
The only people who have proof of their sanity are those who have been discharged from mental institutions.
That's a good one, yep.
So could us be looking to point through a rear view mirror, we march backwards into the future.
Go for another one. Laugh, Brian.
I did. In the boundaries of your environment, they're no longer the boundaries of your environment.
Is that based on a visual bias or acoustic bias?
Well, most of our assumptions have outlived their uselessness.
Dr. McLuhan, did you enjoy the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Technology forces us to live mythically.
Mythically, that's right. Very excellent.
What's up with all the McLuhan quotes?
He played Lukenbach, so we had...
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
He's becoming physical, and McLuhan is his gold standard.
Oh, no, it's because Dutch spelled backwards is repaid. Think about it.
Ion, what did you think of Kubrick's 2001?
Our permanent address is tomorrow.
That's another beautiful quote. The future of the future is what, Ion?
Ads are the cave art of the 20th century.
Ads are the cave art of the 20th century. These are beautiful quotes. You notice them, O.J.? Here's O.J. He's sending me all kinds of fucking messages. O.J. says, God damn it, Bob. Are you aware that 2001, A Space Odyssey, is all about synchrony and the Android meme? Do I need to spell it out for you? This is in capital letters. A, all those spooky, unexpected planetary alignments and much more. B, HAL, i.e. CIA, GNP, USA, USSR. No, that's only the LaRouche quadrant, O.J. You've got to include the other four quadrants in the makeup of the Android meme. Not just top-down paranoia.
My curiosity about McLuhan is because, for example, I think just like the printing press change our perception and everything, like non-physical becoming visual, for me, is like an equivalent now of that.
Yes. No doubt about that. It's an earthquake. It's the 11th thunder in Finnegan's Wake.
There's an impression abroad that literary folks are fast readers. Wine tasters are not heavy drinkers. Literary people read slowly because they sample the complex dimensions and flavors of words and phrases. They strive for totality, not linearity. They are well aware that the words on the page have to be decanted with the utmost skill. Those who imagine they read only for content are illusioned.
Sounds like all you McLuhanites better get your questions in now, because you're going to get McLuhan quotes or answers.
There's no more Ion. That's the end of Ion.
Schizophrenia may be
a consequence of literacy. A necessary consequence.
McLuhan is the cloud.
He's taken over the cloud. He used Ion for years. He used Ion for 6 years. McLuhan staged a coup.
You won't let him go, Bob.
I won't let him go.
Really believe there was life after death? I replied, "Do you really believe that there's any life before death?"
Yeah, that's like you woke up to face the day, and you realize the dream was over, or has it only just begun?
Well, some days I wish the whole fucking world would just phone in sick.
Was that a McLuhan quote?
Yes.
There is something he says, like, humans never knew what they were really doing. Like,
until the 20th century. Said that last week. No society knew it, the consequences of its own institutions. We now have that ability.
For example, how the wheel was going to change all society.
Yeah.
All these new inventions. Could we... No, like, you become invisible. I would like to know, what are the changes now?
To see a man slip on a banana skin is to see a rationally structured system suddenly translated into a whirling machine.
All we are is dust in the wind. They stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't kill the beast. Well, if he's going to quote McLuhan, how about we'll just start quoting fucking song lyrics?
Now, I won't do what you ask. Like, I'll start this. Let's see if McLuhan finishes it. To be born in this age is a precious gift, and I regret the prospect of my own death only because I read so many pages of man's destiny, if you will excuse the Gutenbergian image, tantalizingly unread. But perhaps, as I've tried to demonstrate in my examination of the post-literary culture, what's he say, Ian? But perhaps, as I've tried to demonstrate in my examination of post-literary culture, as the end of the quote, you can't do it, can you, Ian? You cannot take information from someone else.
Let me interject one, if I could.
No, let me finish it. He can't finish
All right.
it. He won't
Fuck
do
that
whatever
part.
You bring.
Don't ask.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to finish it.
Yeah, so I have to do it. But perhaps, as I've tried to demonstrate my examination of the post-literary culture, the story begins only when the book closes. And Ian has said that many times. Not those words, but that effect. Yeah, Bart, you want to say something?
There's a good quote from GLaDOS from the Portal game that starts out, "I've read the entire history of the human race."
What, that's the opening line?
No, that was the first half of the line.
Oh, you want me to finish it?
I am. It's from
Well, we don't know.
Game,
if, he's just... doing McLuhan. We don't know if McLuhan knows that line. We'll just have to let Ian do the McLuhan he wants to do. See? You won't even do that.
All right, now
no more parlor trick?
Now you sell the whole thing, Bob.
I sullied the whole thing?
Sullied the whole thing.
Yeah. I was sick of it. We're going back to some music. What do you want
to
hear?
Well, the quotes are perfect.
Yeah, they were awesome McLuhan quotes. They were a very good choice, Ion/McLuhan.
Okay. Luke and Bob to you. So now, number one.
Okay.
That's Tricks.
Chicks is awesome.
Yeah, you busy as a bee?
Busy as a bee.
Fine, fine, fine.
Having fun, yeah?
Have you heard Bob's new single? It's going up the charts pretty good.
What's it called?
The one that is basically being done by Yo Gotti.
It features Yo Gotti. I got him to do it.
No. Feature Yo Gotti did it. But he did it for Bob.
It's Paula Deen's favorite.
It's probably, we do it normally on the Paula Deen Hour. But the name of it, Bob's saying the name of it is Nigger Won't It.
Oh, I think I heard that on the radio, sir.
It's getting a lot of play.
Yeah.
I can play a little of it. He don't have permission rights to do it all, but he got a little of it. Getting spoiled.
Yeah, the Black Rioters in Ferguson were dancing to that song. They were using my song to get themselves up to rip up these local stores.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Nigger wanted. They were just raiding all the stores.
It was
Michael Brown must be avenged.
Media ecological. That's the one.
So this is the follow-up to Bob's Media Ecology?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I took a 20-year break.
Are you on target?
I am.
Not you.
See the hatred that comes at me, Chad?
Your job is...
Am I target with what, the Timber Project? Yeah, of course.
Good.
You know that.
Excellent.
Chad's holding his cards close to his chest. He doesn't
know
where he's being. He's
being
eased in to be a made man. It's like Goodfellas. You say, what the fuck's up here?
We know your prowess. We know your prowess. Great fun. Great fun with that. Excellent.
Is that the end of our fireside chat with Chad?
No,
is that all we get?
We're going to go into integration. What we're looking at now is any little hiccups in integration. That's what you really want to pay attention to, for sure. And you don't want to wait until you do a click test, before you do the click test, because after then you won't notice it.
No. We do unit testing, automated tests.
Right.
We write the test first and then write the code. And then those run automatically, and then the next step is a smoke test before you even get to the click.
Okay, but make sure your integration is completely sealed before you hit the click, so then you know you're good. Because otherwise it'll just click off, and you'll think you're there, but you're really not. It'll drop.
Yeah.
And that's what you don't want. That's the hiccup you don't want to fix later. You want to fix it now.
Yeah.
It's very yummy, though. Very yummy. It's exciting. And how about the new bub? Is he going to work out?
How about new what?
Your new bub. Is he going to work out?
Bub. Your new bub. Or employee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like Martinez there. Oh, yeah. He uses that a lot. That's right. Iron imitates my dad. Iron imitates. Martinez at 10:24.
So it's really interesting because when I had my first or second session with Ion in 2009, I said, Ion, I'm sick of this programming shit. And then Ion said, you might want to think twice before you walk away from that. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I took Ion's advice. Because it's all
you did walk away for a while.
Yeah, I took a break and went to Europe and I didn't do any programming.
Yeah, picked up a bride and had a family.
He walked away from every worldly good he ever owned and ever had and quit his job and went and played in Europe in castles for a year.
Actually 6 months. He wasn't a year, it was 6 months.
It was close to a year. I left here in November and I got back the following August. So yeah, I'm in my office right now, and one of the articles they have on the wall is one of the people who came through this office. It's where companies start up, research companies, and one of them was this D-Wave computer company, and they're making quantum computers, and they've sold like three of them so far. One of them was to Google, another one was to a bunch of physicists. Actually, they've only sold two, but those are the only ones they've sold. Ion, can you just give a report on the direction of the D-Wave quantum computer?
Okay, the D-Wave, it won't last. It's just temporal.
Just bring you back to Fortran. What's the name? Fortran.
Cobalt. You're talking about cobalt.
Cobalt, yeah.
Yeah, cobalt.
Yeah. We're on our way back to cobalt.
It's going to take you to carbon. That's been kind of the thread through tonight. It's going to take you back to carbon. Printing, because that's how they do carbon dating. So we have to go all the way back full circle to where carbon will actually hold the data. But you already know this because we're already growing them.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is they're gonna do their little run of popularity, and then they're going to get offset by carbon?
No. D-Wave will be on carbon, but it's the distances between the plasma and the LED. D-Wave would be the plasma. Carbon will be the one everybody uses.
Okay.
But see, you got to realize when you left terabytes, it's not the issue of RAM, it's an issue of speed. You can't keep up with it. I mean, because it's like 32 feet per second, the way the data falls.
It's like the shower head not allowing enough water to flow through it.
Well, it would calculate the algorithm of a Bitcoin trade in 9 seconds.
It could recompile the whole Bitcoin chain?
In 9 seconds.
So to put all those Bitcoin miners out of business?
Or make them rich.
Whoever has it first will be freaking rich.
We know what we said about that, though.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Right. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Right. Run from Bitcoin.
Well, no, just if you have them, get rid of them. Don't own them. But we say the same thing about Lyra also, so it's okay.
So back to the quantum computing, the way that they're doing it right now, it's almost like they're splitting realities. And they're kind of branching off when they do the computer.
We don't like that word. Choose another word.
Atomic phase?
Okay. Go back. You have a grist mill. You know a grist mill?
Like it grinds down into flour?
So that's right. So does the D-Wave. But it just does it super fast. And it has two parts. Or divided parts. So it's grinding and grinding simultaneously to make one outcome. And so it can run different versions of reality. And when it dumps out, you have all systems comparatively, yes and no, positive and negative, for the yes and no for every answer in the data stream, and it does it instantly. So it's like having two computers start the same program that you do different things to. This runs them simultaneously. Is that your question?
Yeah, exactly. So what are the kernels, then, that are being ground down in the grist mill?
Tactile nuggets of hyperbole. Because, see, it doesn't do reality. It does ethereal. You know, this is not what you use to add up your grocery list.
No.
And, see, you do know pi has changed. And so now they have to have something that can actually calculate that. And what it originally was paid for was to work out the details of your triangulation, but don't tell anybody.
Okay.
You know how to do it. Just don't tell Bob you tried. Just don't tell Bob you tried, I know. He just misused it to get more ice cream and he had it done.
This change from the quantum computing, which James and Randy Moggins went on unknowingly about last night in their promotion of Carbon 60, this change into carbon, this quantum computing going into carbon, that means more gold coming to me, right, Ion? More shit I got to look after, right?
Typically, yeah. Bless your heart. Sorry for your luck.
More ice cream you have to consume.
Yeah, I don't know if you can. It pretty much hit the cap.
Yep.
You're using Snicker bars as spoons now.
I dumped the Snicker bars and started to get sick of the ice cream here on the island.
Oh, no, what's next?
That's the question.
Now, Warren's worked on a plane to fly him over to the creamery over in Wisconsin so he can have some ice cream over there.
Warren's working on the creamery.
Warren.
Mm-hmm. Warren.
You know, you have a blue card, Bob.
$10,000 flight.
Thank him, quit bragging.
I'm just bragging, Chad. Just never mind.
I know. So back to the gristmill, it's like that metaphor is still based on inputs and outputs. So the inputs are some hyperbolous, otherworldly kernels that get ground down into flour, and that flour represents all, whereas the kernels were like sort of half-baked representations of parts of all. Is that correct?
Maybe. that's maybe. It converts your world into the dust of your realm. It converts your world into the dust of your realm.
Is that the dust you were talking about in the Genesis series?
Yes, it certainly is.
It is exactly it. Very good.
That's it. Yeah, I know that. Hey, Chet, those details came out the day before, the night before Ion left, December 1st, 2011. That,
interesting.
The date of that third generation.
But that metaphor is still based on inputs and outputs because of my limited approach to explaining quantum computers based on the way that D-Wave thinks about them. Ion, are we moving into a post-input-output scenario with the carbon quantum computers?
Mm-hmm. It will take a scenario and recalculate it. So it'll grow the kernels that you're going to put through the D process. It can recreate reality, basically. Just like a holodeck can reconfigure its mode in set, you know, in while you're in realm. I'm talking about the 3D holodeck computing, which is just a representation, gives you a good representation of it. It lets you restart and change your holodeck experience into the one you were going to have if you wanted it once you had the other. It knows that already in advance and corrects, self-correcting. It corrects itself.
So rather than the existing input-output paradigm, it's moving into more of a hologramic representation, is that right?
It was made fortuitously correct with your 3D printer. You know, they came out with your 3D printer. That's what.
So the 3D printer is a better analogy for the carbon computing than the input-output gristmill scenario, right?
Precise.
Well, Chad, when you say hologramic, you should say holeopathic.
Right, holeopathic.
Our booger carcinogenic. He likes that, too.
Booger carcinogenic?
Mm-hmm. That's our problem.
Okay, so the quantum computing that you're talking about, the carbon computing, has that always been in the background running, and then the existing quantum computing was just some, like, figure that kind of popped up as a less-than technology?
Not everywhere is it being used, but some places.
In other words, the carbon computing isn't just being activated now, right? It's just been there forever.
Correct.
Is it more like we're unearthing it?
Well, you're deflowering it.
Deflowering. Good one. F-L-O-U-R, flower?
Yeah.
Cool. And then there's another company that's in this incubator that I'm in, and they're actually printing organs on a bioprinter. Could you give another forecast for that?
It's for life sciences. It's a winner. But don't tell.
You don't consider it, so you don't consider that to be a less than technology like D-Wave?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. People, though, who are ascended don't require the reprinting of their organs, though. Correct?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Therefore, this organ printing technology is merely to extend the life of fallen, unascended people. Is that right?
But that way they can live until they can live.
They can live until... So it's a bridge. It'll give them the bridge to the point where they can stick around long enough to decide they want to ascend?
Hey, Jed, I got it. You know how when the guff empties, everybody comes back and they're forced to be eternal? This will be the way the little man, just like right now, you don't have to die if you go in the hospital. They can keep you alive forever. This technology will prop up the little man as he reluctantly is forced, because the guff emptied, to stay here and be eternal. And gradually, they might drop that and get like me. That's what all that supplementary technology would be for, to prop up the little man who can't go to the guff anymore.
That reminds me of, I watched these two movies last month. One was Transcendence with Johnny Depp. The other one was Lucy with Scarlett Johansson. And they both had really similar narratives to them.
Okay, here we go. Here's the thing. It goes all the way back to taking the blue pill or the red pill. All the way back to the oracle and which one opens your mind. We don't want to open your mind. We want to get rid of your mind. But your mind can build a computer that can do all that stuff to use your power. But that's coming into your power, but it's not mind. It's not mind.
Yeah.
So there's nothing you have to open to make that work. You just have to dumb it out. If you can dumb it out, it'll work just fine.
Transcendence was the movie where the guy, he ends up with the big agricultural solar panels, right? And he's isolated. There's that one. And Lucy is the woman who has to become a drink, a soft drink. She's a star in her last days, and she has to become a soft drink. Is that Lucy, or is that another one?
No, she didn't become a soft drink. She became one of those USB keys, basically. She activated herself so that her mind, her brain operated at 100% capacity. At that point, she basically lost the human form and turned into this big sort of black nanomaterial, which became a supercomputer, which then collapsed into this little USB token. In both those movies, it just shows the transition from like a walking around meat sack human who uploads themselves into the chip body, and then they get downloaded back into something physical after. So in the case of Transcendence, he died, and then he was captured into the computer, and he lived in the computer as a sort of a chip body hologram for a while until he could take on another host, like sort of jump back into another meat sack. But it was like a meat sack that was made out of this new like nanomaterial, but it was a living, conscious nanomaterial.
It's like Klaus on American Dad.
Which one's Klaus, the alien?
The fish. No, Klaus is the fish. He's looking for a body.
So is that scenario going to be played out in the public, like Android meme of people uploading their consciousness like they do in those movies and then coming back and being animated?
You want to?
Do I want to? I don't care. I'm detached from that. But I mean, like, is that going to become a popular meme the same way that right now people are, like, getting heart transplants?
Okay. I'm going to ask you again. Would you like to?
It's up to you, Chad.
Sure, that would be fun. I think that would be great fun.
No. Would you like others to do it? It seems to be up to you whether that will happen.
For others to do it? Sure. Yeah. My uncle just transitioned a couple weeks ago, and I think it would have been cool if he did. But it was interesting because they made a movie about his life. Like, the family made this movie, and it's almost like he got uploaded in there for some day when he downloaded from the movie.
I mean, it has a lot of footage of him talking.
Yeah, there's so much footage in there that basically after watching it, it's almost like he's not gone. He's just been uploaded to the DVD kind of thing.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So the people who've transitioned in our lives, those people who have these, like, residues in the Android meme, will we be able to basically download them into new re-engineered bioprinted meat sacks?
If you want to.
Yeah, I want to.
Okay.
Does anybody else here want that? Not interesting enough?
No, it's not that it's not interesting, but I think my version of this is that it's just the environment of people ascending. You just have these technologies happening around people that are ascending.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
A light bulb creates an environment by its mere presence.
By its mere presence, okay.
Yeah, the environment that light bulb creates is enjoyable enough that we use it every day. So why not extend, you know, it's like a representation of the Guff Without Walls or something like that, where you can upload and download people. And if they've decided to transition, it's like they've become public domain anyway.
Well, for my loved ones, I would prefer that they just don't leave, or if they do leave, they're able to come back in their perfect ascended beingness.
Oh, God, Bob, now we're going to have to start trademarking people.
Well, you know, Bart's a great communicator to the 99%ers. You can't...
It seems like it's a lesser experience to be in some sort of a manufactured body. It doesn't appeal
really?
To me.
Really? If someone loses their arm in a farming accident, and then they bioprint a new arm, and it works just like the last one, that's less than...
Yes, they could have grown it back, Chad.
Yeah, they could have grown it back.
It's less than if you can grow your own.
What's the difference? The pay's the same, but Control-Alt-Delete, Ion.
True. Hard boot.
Don't get defensive, Chad.
No, a hard boot is still a boot. It's fine. Until you have to defrag. Don't you have to defrag if you do that?
Ian, are you saying that any kind of manufacturing is just less than?
Well, no, we're not saying that at all. You're just saying, isn't this the way to go? And we say, certainly it's a wonderful way to go. But why would you want to create the technology that you're going to be judged by if someone can just grow it back? It'd be like making a machine to grow your fingernails when your fingernails grow already anyway.
Well, it's like playing with an Etch-a-Sketch or painting a painting. Why would you even bother?
Right. We agree.
Most of the people I know who create technologies like this, they do it for the fun.
Us too.
I don't know. I don't see it the same way that it's some kind of less than to be able to.
We didn't say less than. You drew the comparison. We didn't make the comparison. You made the comparison, and that's why we are engaged in it.
Fair enough.
If you reboot the memory of a person, which is only the part that is in IT, it's going to be a rather flat copy of that person, isn't it?
It would be.
So that couldn't ascend. That copy couldn't ascend?
Yeah, it's like being a vampire. You're trapped.
A bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If they move to immortal status, then yeah, they're stuck. Gotcha.
That's why we're at crossroads of decision right now.
So, Ion, it sounds like there's a distinguishing point between two different types of matter. One is like a human creator organic matter, and the other one is the runoff of human creation. Is that right?
Basically, yeah.
So when you say, you know, we're wandering around the desert, is that what you mean, that we're wandering around the desert with this sort of fake, less than matter?
Loathe the words.
Well, if we can be, do, have, we can actually pull it off and get away with it if we can be, do, have anything.
Is it useful at all in changing our perception of just how far we can go in creating? If I think of a 3D printer having the capability to create a building, that's more comfortable than creating a copy of my dead mother and downloading whatever memories I have of her.
But then you had to create a place for her to live out those memories, and that would have to be in the house that it was, because those are the ones you're going to remember about.
Yeah, and that's uncomfortable.
Well, is it uncomfortable?
I want to know what it has to do. Does it? Is it useful to explore that just from a change in perception? Chad sounds much more comfortable with the idea because he's immersed in creating that externally outside of himself.
Well, no, that's what he does for fun. That's how he gets off. It does it, and that's good. And we support that. But he's number one, for Pete's sake. He's the only one that got all of the symbols, the portal symbols. And then he said enough of that, and then he opened them all. Pretty cool.
And, Chad, I wasn't saying that it was a less-than place necessarily, because access to those technologies at least allows those individuals a more-than experience than they had. So I'm with you on that point.
Yeah, and it's not even, I don't mean to bring it, paint it as a value judgment or anything like that. I'm trying to get to whether there's a different, point of refraction. If we look at these bioprinted organs and then animating them with consciousness, I'm trying to pick up whether Ion's looking at that from one angle and then looking at, like, why don't you just grow your own arm from another angle, and that's what was just established. So yeah, I don't mean to bring value judgment into it, because it's,
Ion, is that what I was sort of saying was those technologies run in tandem with this process? Is that an accurate statement? It sounds like Chad might be saying, is there a point where they converge or cross over? I know that the cloud is involved, but
always. It's always going to do that, and it will do that until it's like your TV. You start with a 6-inch screen, you go to the biggest side of the house, and now you're back to a 6-inch screen and happy about it.
But that technology are they cells or are they not cells? Is that biological or is that not?
Or does it include all? It's all of that and everything.
Oh.
So then in the movie Transcendence, the stuff that started falling from the sky when the computer took over, would you say that that's mana?
Residue.
As in residue of those who've transitioned?
The shake.
Mm-hmm. Shake? Is the shake at the bottom of the bag of weed?
Is the shake just transition ion?
No.
Which shake are you referring to? Our buddy or your buddy?
The third floor buddy.
So the character, the Johnny Depp character that Transcendence portrays, one of the sheets get into that position.
Dude.
Yeah.
And Bob, you would consider that movie, I think I understand the premise of Transcendence, which is that Johnny Depp goes actually into the digital system and makes himself a god in that sense?
I did not take in Transcendence very well. I fell asleep watching it and missed it. I didn't know what happened and fucked up, and I haven't got back to see what it was about. So I'm not
He was a scientist who was researching how to upload memory and upload into the computer, and then he got sick and was terminal. And so he and his wife and another coworker uploaded him before his body died.
Would that be an Android meme sort of diminished portrayal of the chip body merging with the chemical body?
Yeah, that's a problem with Hollywood. They put such negative tones on the Android meme. I don't see the Android meme that crudely a failure. That's the problem with these movies. They're bulky. They're like Web 1.0.
It would be like taking an old television set from the 70s and trying to do a commercial on that television set from the 70s for a new, like, what are those fucking TVs called now? 4K? You're like trying to do an advertisement for a 4K television, but showing the advertisement on a TV from the 70s.
Yeah.
You'll never know how high resolution.
Iron Dome is 4K, and I'm Iron Dome and watching this stupid fucking movie from the 70s they're trying to stick on my 4K TV. That's what Hollywood's doing with all our stuff.
Because every one of the media that they use to communicate is an anamorphic lens and has a certain bias to it.
Right. You can't make any media translation of Phineas Wake. You can't make a media translation, any media specific translation of Iron Dome. You can't do it, and it's just always a failure. So, you know, one of the JWs is down there trying to make the movies approximate, at least have a lot about me in there or Carolyn or you or something. So we can enjoy it because it's autobiographical, but the JWs working Hollywood are having a problem. They recognize that they can't get things going like we're going to do it. They can only be signposts, way stations on the way. I find most of all the TV I watch irritating.
So my distinction here between our own power of creation and the technology is that you can 3D print the room that I'm in, for example, and have everything appear the same, or you can create the room without all of that as if it's a holopathic room or a holodeck room, like the Star Trek holodeck.
But it's still just a room, and it's not expressing what's happening right here, right now.
Right.
I mean, how do you describe what's happening here with non-physical being creative and us guys responding?
Well,
on the drops.
I'm not trying to express this environment. I'm making a distinction between the technologies that we're playing with in our own creation and also trying to work in Ion's notion of the hologram, the holodeck.
I don't think Ion's been specific. You say the word hologram, he doesn't like it.
Ion said that we're in a holographic reality now.
Now.
Okay. Now.
Well,
that's
holopathic. My term is better than holographic because it's a hologram since the global theater of the satellite in the 60s, and it's been shrinking like homeopathy ever since. So it's really tiny, so it's holopathic. It's hologram made invisible like homeopathy.
And is there a relationship between that notion and what you see is not real and what you can't see is real? Is that one and the same?
Yeah, the holopathic is trying to be the reality of what you can't see, and they're pretty good at it, but it's still not what Ion's creating.
Yeah, there's a real distinction between the continuation of extending our bodies through machines and, I don't know, coming back, completing ourselves, or no, not completing ourselves, is it?
Being creating those things. There's a difference between...
Bert, do you look at the TV show Person of Interest, which is executive produced by J.J. Abrams? That's a show tolerable, but it's so crude about the global surveillance, and we have Ion that does better surveillance than NASA can do, or NSA.
So far.
Yeah, and so Person of Interest is this real crude, you know, hyper-glamorous... high-tech version that J.J. Abrams is probably the type of personality that likes this catchy mechano game, and it's just so dinky compared to what we're doing. I mean, we've altered everything. The Mexicans are having a standoff with the mafias running their country, and other countries' mafias have to figure out how much they're going to look like they're for or against it. So that'll create a global paralysis, and there's no way to really get around that unless you have an Armageddon. But the secret way is to change matter, which is what Ion does, so that no matter how rich you are, if you don't resonate with the change, you won't be comfortable here. Now, that's a really effective revolution. Change matter. Then you have to get happy or get out.
I just saw yesterday a man turn himself on fire.
Go to my Facebook page. Roxy sent me this video. It's probably the most horrible video you've ever seen. And I posted, or she posted on, or I did, on my Facebook. If you're a friend, just go and look at what this kid did. Or the environment it was done in and how it was done and what happened.
Was it a fire challenge?
Yes, is that what it is? Did you see
There's
that
all these
yet?
Videos on YouTube and on Vine of kids who are, like, putting nail polish on themselves and then lighting it on fire.
Oh, that's right.
And
yeah.
Jumping into the shower to put themselves out.
I guess it was a version of that, but this was the whole body. They dosed the whole body. It's even hard to figure out what was going on or what the kid thought he was doing.
Go on YouTube and search for the words fire challenge sometime. And there's like all compilations of fire challenge videos.
Okay.
Are any celebrities doing it?
No, I think it was just kids basically who thought this ice challenge was lame, so they started doing the fire challenge.
The people around, that's what's important. What do they do with this phenomenon? That's what you watch.
Like we see in Mexico, like the ultimate act of revelation is to get rid of the physical.
That's like supposed to hang themselves to get off.
And the famous Buddhists burning themselves up in Vietnam in the mid-60s, this kid is a holopathic, tiny holopathic replay of that in the present Mexican standoff. You know, the people were told, they had these huge demonstrations, they're told, you can't, you know, martial law, you can't do any more demonstrations. So they got in the streets and danced instead. I guess that's not a demonstration.
Can I ask you about the living water?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to satisfy our cravings for food, is it?
It will.
Is that going to be parallel to what Jasmine did? Jasmine has been making a name for herself as a breatharian from Australia.
Not so much.
And the people who have gone through her process, is there any benefit for them?
Not yet. There might be.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would already know what that high state is?
Basically. Well, they're in a mess.
They are
well, they're
in a
mess. Relying on oxygen. That's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good point.
Well, and they're also talking very much about meditation.
Oh.
Isn't that mediation? That's good. Yeah. Better than going to court sometimes.
So her message is actually just another TV show.
That's right, Eric. See what happens when you start researching other shit? You just end up in a cul-de-sac. All the INS that go looking around, seeing something better, and they don't find anything. Or at least if Ion has to be saying it, they don't.
Well, he does say that the state is rather interesting.
Who said?
Ian said. It's just the road how to get there that is not so interesting.
What are you saying is interesting?
The high state that you get into. I mean, if you are a true Berserian, your brain becomes really efficient.
No, it doesn't. You don't want the brain. See, that's what I'm saying. All these movies and that are emphasizing expanding the brain, and Ian goes in the opposite direction. Get rid of your brain. You don't want to expand it.
Well, you merge your bodies better.
No, no, that doesn't work. You got to go through your gut. Gut has a bigger influence on your body than your brain.
Her analogy is that we slow up our body with a lot of food, and that might
that's the problem. It's only an analogy. Analogies don't work. That's just symbolism.
Well, they all come sooner or later.
Well, is it true, Ian, that food actually slows us up?
No.
We need the protein.
We don't need anything. We set bread.
Yeah, I couldn't hear the last bit.
We don't need anything.
No, of course.
Bread. We need bread.
Yeah. The dough, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You enjoy the protein.
We were wondering the other day, Frank Zappa or McLuhan, they went to the Gulf when they died, and now where are they if there is no Gulf? What happened to all the people that went to the Gulf?
That's Bob's thing. That's his people. Zippity-zappity-doo.
Where's McLuhan now? Where's McLuhan Zappa if they don't have the Gulf? Where are they?
He's in Luckenbach, Texas.
Hey, where's Zappa?
Who cares?
All the people that went to the Gulf.
Yeah, where are they? Account for themselves. Let's have a count.
Now, they came back. I mean, they cannot come back here.
Well, they've been coming back for 150 years, is that right, Ian? So the Gulf's been ending 80% by 2009. So did a whole rush of them come down the last couple of years or come into this world or go to other worlds?
Your numbers have prolifically expanded.
In this century, you mean, that span of time?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Roxy, he's talking about the Gulf emptying over the last 150 years. That's why the Gulf was emptied by 2009. It'd been going on for 150 years.
Wait until the next Black Death gets here. It'll be great then.
And what about the angels? They were doing that job.
Yeah, well, the angels are, like, more available now. A lot of them are on unemployment.
They've been engaged by some of your creators, Bob. Some of them are marching pretty tight.
So the angels, they don't move people to the middle ground, do they?
No.
Man, there must be a lot available. Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, and Jimmy Smith. He's Peg Bundy's lover.
Are angels also like an eternal technology?
Angels are not a technology.
Did we create them?
Do they have a mind of their own?
God did, and yes, you did.
What did you do?
The question was, did we create the angels? And we say God did, which is you, yes.
In the Revelation, you mentioned this angel with the trumpet. Are they having like a role in all this ascension or not?
Hey, Chad, you notice that, you know, we can be sidebarring and Roxy stays on focus. She just keeps her topic going. Did you notice that?
Yes, because if Ian is there,
so
I mean, we have
doing
to
it right now.
Ian things.
I can't even make a comment on it. She says, fuck you, Bob. I'm busy.
She's going for the jugular. Don't get in her way.
Oh, yeah. She's a megalomaniac non-communist. Go ahead, Roxy. Do it.
In Revelation, the angel says, come up here and look. These gates.
We didn't get that. Do that again. They come up here and look at the states?
No, the gate. The gate that was always there.
Yeah, they see it's rusty. Nobody's coming through.
Ian, in Sheila's painting, Ginny and Sheila were having a great conversation, and I loved Ginny's description about the little pearly knackered fruit on the tree. She was describing it's a representation of the hypothalamus, and the job of the hypothalamus is the yes-no fight-or-flight kind of response. Is that right? She said it's likely that each cell has something like that little pearly hypothalamus doing sort of a yes-no. Is that how we are when we are offended?
Digital,
we're like
0-1? Are we?
0-1.
Yes, 0-1. Are we 0-1 wanting it? Yeah, little man would be. That's a limited.
That's limited.
Yeah, to go 0-1, 0-1. Yes, no, yes, no. That's only polarity. That's not duality, frequency, 14 degrees of freedom, and everything else that Ion throws in, magnetism.
But it's taking the fastest path to your joy in every single cell.
A little too fast. You're not enjoying the journey.
But autonomically.
Autonomically, yeah. It's already got there.
Those pearls, the picture of the pearls in that tree remind me of the eye cells.
Maybe she meant that. Did she say?
No, I don't think so.
No. They were knackered and pearly. And I think, Ion, you said that that would represent the hypothalamus at one point.
Yeah. Or the thalamus, and then it'll move to the hypothalamus.
I wanted to ask Ion a question with regard to the film Lucy. Ion, in that film, there was a scene where Lucy walked into a room full of bad guys pointing guns at her, and she just automatically changed their gravity, so they just all floated and span in midair helplessly. Is that something ascended beings can do, if it can affect the gravity of others around them?
You recalculate every transaction so you know its outcome. So if there's 100 guns, you've plotted every path, and you know every choice, and so you can basically miss it.
What was your question about, Phil?
There was a scene with in the Scarlett Johansson movie where she was playing Lucy, and she walked into this corridor, and there was a series of bad guys all loaded up with guns, and as soon as they saw her, they pointed the guns at her, and then in the next clip, suddenly all their ammunition just dropped out of all their guns, and while they were looking puzzled at that, they suddenly all span up into the about 6 feet off the ground, spinning helplessly in midair because their gravity had been changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wondering if people can do that.
Yeah.
They can.
Ion just said you can calculate every possibility. Was that the word? This reminded me of a conversation previously about the yes-no dynamic in quantum computing and how you have infinite choices happening or infinite possibilities in each interaction. Is that the correct word?
Mm-hmm. And it's hyperactions.
The speed issue came in. You said to Chad that the cache wasn't about capacity, it was about speed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get to a certain level, the speed is not a factor. It just becomes an unlimited field of possibilities. So this Lucy example would have the individual autonomically having access to all of those possibilities and knowing them and being able to act on them or not act. Is that correct?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, and there's a difference from where we are now where we, or is there a difference where we aren't aware of those infinite possibilities and can engage them deliberately, or is this something we're doing already and we're just, well, I would say we are coming into a place of knowing, but can you sort of clean that up?
What you want to know?
I'm sort of trying to make a connection there between the sphere of infinite possibilities or the field of infinite possibilities being accessed beyond, quote-unquote, speed by us. So I guess the question would be, I know that, well, can somebody help me form a question here?
I can,
but we don't even know.
I'm not totally getting what you're asking either.
Yeah, we don't know, Bert. Come on, fucking spit it out. Your partner's not listening. Fucking get it out there.
Are those infinite possibilities something that we're going to be aware of here
infinite possibilities have already happened. You know, the infinite possibilities already happened because they're infinite. Reframe your question. Ask how you can be a little man, Bert. There are no more little men, so the new goal, as I said in that video with Roxy, the ascending are descending, and the descending are ascending. So us ascending are descending now. It's like Jack in Torchwood. Everybody gets immortal, he becomes limited, whereas before everybody was limited and he was immortal. So the ascended always are counter-environment. So we're trying to become little men. Ask Ion how to become a little man. They're in short supply today.
I'm intrigued by this notion of the mechanics of that.
Of what?
The moving from the yes-no to an infinite possibility.
All you have to do is remember that it's already happened. It's not much. It's ending. It's just a moment, just a thought. Oh, yeah, I can look at it this way. A thought, and then make it a belief system if you want to. Think about it a long time.
Engage it, and then make it, and then complain because it's in your way.
Yeah, complain.
Okay, fine. We're going back to, that's 101.
When we jump off the Grand Wilaya with me redoing Moses, we'll be trying to descend again. I led you down this garden path a billion years ago. I can do it again.
Ian, you seem on board with this reversal or just...
sudden reverse. It's blue velvet. Right there with Dennis Hopper. We're zooming down the highway at 2 in the morning. We douse it. We go back in the opposite direction.
Nice.
I like that one.
See, okay, but here's the thing. If a computer can operate that fast and that intense, what kind of interface would the human being require in order to interface? Because what we have today won't allow that speed of human comprehension to be even able to keep up with what the computer's processing. Right?
Hey, you're looking for validation?
I'm trying to get my head involved in that dynamic probably is a backwards step. Okay, that's great. Ourselves are already doing it. We're already doing it. But, I'm just, for word's sake, I'm just filling air.
Ion, as the computer capacity to process quickly increases, will the human ability to comprehend that rate of information flow also increase alongside of it?
It certainly helped the millibytes.
Help the millibytes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a millibyte.
Less bark, more bite.
Is this a function of the cloud, Ion?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I read there are going to be now light cables. No more cables, but they're going to be made of light. Is that correct?
That's correct. You're welcome. We did it, but I'm tired of campfires.
I'm tired of what? Campfires?
Campfires.
And what's it called, Roxy? A cable something? Cable fiber optics or what?
No, they're light. You don't have to connect your hardware anymore with real cables. It's like light.
Okay, and they're selling that in Berlin?
No,
the Japanese who invented it?
The Swedes invented it?
No, a Japanese guy, I think.
Oh, Japanese.
I don't know if he lives in Japan, though.
I was last week.
Most Japanese people don't anymore.
Well, like the Icelandic.
They come from there, but they don't stay.
Right.
Mm. They don't stay here, they go back to Japan?
Was it LED lights or what? He put in self-organizing computing capabilities in LED lights, wasn't it?
Basically.
Is the technology Ion foreseen to be on that level just sort of progressing slowly? Is there going to be a leap in the technologies that we currently have?
There already is.
I guess outside of the technology that we're bringing in, I guess, well, there is nothing else outside of what we're bringing. They're going to be struggling with the current hardware until Coldplay gets out.
Ion, some time ago you asked me to look into Pericles.
Pericles? Okay.
Well, that's how I understood it. Was that so? No answer. Did you mean the Athens political land? Not really. Can you repeat the name you wanted me to look into? Because then I understood it wrong.
Wait. Start over. Go back. Do it again. Let's get you right.
Yeah, you were talking about Pericles, or I thought it was Pericles, in addressing me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look him up, he's a politician that talks very much about democracy and everybody participating in political life and in culture. Is that the person you wanted me to look into?
Yes, it is.
And can you help me out? Any anomalies? Any anomalies? Well, I only have the Wiki page of him here. He was a speaker?
We want to just say, but we can't just say, so we can't just say what we say. Because otherwise, you just, you know, you become Jewish by injection that way. We almost want to just say forget it and start over. But we would rather you get the good out of it and drive it. But maybe the sincerest part is how you progress in your collection. And it's going well.
Okay. Any other suggestions?
No. Just count the money.
Well, that's easy.
Most excellent.
Ion, the third Friday in December is almost here.
Dude.
You referred to it, I think, as the witching hour. Are we going to see any vast and dramatic changes in the financial environment? What's the relationship of the U.S. dollar to the yuan?
6.53.
That hasn't changed much.
No, it won't. It'll go down.
The value of the dollar to the yuan will drop.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a relationship to the third Friday in December with regard to the monetary exchange rate?
It's the quadruple witching hour.
Yeah, quadruple witching hour. That was the word I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
There is a relationship to the quadruple witching hour and the foreign exchange rates. But that would be a surprise if the yuan drops in value to some in the financial markets, wouldn't it? This line of questioning isn't thrilling you either.
The quadruple quadrophenia seems like it's more than just the financial markets that are involved.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you aware, Ian, you're giving the impression you're bored?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing that?
Because we are.
Are you waiting for Jeff from 519-733 to talk?
He didn't have to.
Was he born in this world? Was he even ever born? I've heard you say people are born in this world, so how could they be born?
They had to come from somewhere, Bob.
So it's switched now. Who makes them be coming from somewhere?
Divine born.
You see that, Roxy? You see, you start going into it. It turns out to be not a non-issue. Ian didn't even mean born when he said we weren't born. He meant something else. Who knows what he meant?
Ian, you create this type of meltdowns. Is it to better reset our labyrinth of the mind, or what would be the reason you do that?
Tribal ecology.
Uh-oh, he's quoting McLuhan again.
Simple.
Did you do this type of shocking statement, and then you don't go all the way to explain us?
You mean like Chopin?
We're left in this state of shock.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason for that?
Like Chopin.
Okay, what do you know about Chopin, Roxy?
He was sick all the time. He had, I think, tuberculosis or something like that. And he had to go to an island for the winner. He was a boyfriend of George Sand.
George Sand, yes, the British writer.
And she was French.
Yeah, and she wrote under the name George Sand. She had a male name as her author pseudonym.
Yes.
And Chopin and her together, right? So is Ian regarding us as sick?
No, just distended.
So we come up with a different name of Bourne, a different meaning. Would that radically alter our the way we've been interpreting your statement, we've never been born?
No, it would not.
This illusion of being born, like in the movie The Inception, and what incepts the light?
See, Bob, I mean, let them go with one, and then it turns into 5 degrees of separation in every question.
Well, we are a radio show. We're here to entertain, not in life.
In The Inception.
Ask a different way.
Here's a nice anomaly. Somebody calls in here. They haven't talked to us in a long time. And then another new person calls in, and they have a phone number. And the person who hadn't been here in a long time thinks it's a relative of theirs. So I give them the phone number. They look it up, and it's someone with the same phone number, but not the person who's a relative. And he says, only this could happen on your fucking show, Bob.
Nice.
Did you set that up, Ian?
Chances are.
I get that, people. He is going to claim everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ian can claim last weekend, too, Bob, when I was on.
About what?
About me coming on. When I got up, for the first time, I actually clicked to listen on the archive while the call was on.
Right.
And Ian said my name a couple of times and then talked about tossing and turning. And, like, it was immediately when I hit the listen live button that I heard my name mentioned and I got on. So Ian can claim responsibility.
You're welcome.
Yeah, speaking of that, thank you also, Ian, for the new phone line.
Mm-hmm. It's much better, isn't it?
Well, it's clear right now, Eliza, but it wasn't clear, you know, an hour ago. But you're clear right now. This is the first time I've ever heard you really be clear.
So we created, when we descended the Gulf, and these inceptions of being born and transitioning, are these inceptions also?
They're misconceptions. You set that cycle. It's wrong. That's why you're having to overcome it. It's wrong. But you had to come with it. Into every life, some rain must fall.
As the Gulf is no more, that's why we are also leaving behind this misconception of being born and transitioning.
Yes, that's correct.
Is there a specific location for us to physically cross the River Jordan?
We'd say yes.
Hey, Phil, you're a joy seeker, right?
Yeah, that's right, Bob.
Okay.
Could you tell us where that location is?
No.
What's your problem, Ian? Why not?
It'll come. It's a pathway.
It's got something to do with me, doesn't it? What we produce.
It's a pathway. It's not a geographic.
It's an oasis.
Latitude spot.
It's something to do with oasis?
It can.
Is it one specific spot for everyone, or is it like...
Well, that's up to me. That's up to me, Eliza.